Dear beautiful Master, your words are like pearls of gold raining on my heart in satsang. And even so, they are only the shade of the beautiful love they are all about. It is breathtaking. It is mind-blowing. I would humbly share my words about what is going on with me. It is amazing to observe how the ego seizes all the good things that the heart comes up with. Also here in the retreat, I observe it and accept it. I don't want it to engage in any new mind-controlled reactions. On the other hand, existence has taken away all the grounds I was supported by earlier. My relations, my finances, my work, my dwelling. That is how a sannyasin should be, Sujan. It's always been like that. The sannyasins, they have dropped out of the family, the caste system. They have left. They don't care about the money. They care about truth. They care about love. They care about meditation. So it seems like nothing has changed. I remember one very rich man in the ashram with Osho. He was from Wall Street in New York. He was very big in Wall Street. You must know about Wall Street, no? Huh? All minds knows about Wall Street, no? Money. He was super rich. Then I remember he wrote to Osho saying, "No, I have lost everything. Even my girlfriend is gone. Only thing I have is a bicycle going to the ashram. My beautiful Mercedes is gone. Everything is gone." And live with the bamboo hut by the river. But I'm so happy. How does this happen? Everybody is afraid of losing things. Everybody is afraid and attached to all kinds of stupid things. But only some lucky people comes to that point where they see, no, you didn't know anything about happiness. This was not the things. And very few people can see that without going through it. And that's why it's a big interest also for these things in the West now, because no people have things. We never had so many things. We never have so much safety. But nobody is happy. So I'm not saying that you need to drop everything. That is not needed. Because this has nothing to do with you. But if you attach to it, which most people are, then maybe it's necessary to let go. But you can't do it, it happens. And this is the way it should happen. Existence has taken away all the grounds I was supported by earlier, my relations, my finances, my work, my dwelling. This is all the things that you are identified with. Now that is gone, now you can start looking at yourself now. For the first time, you're coming back. You're not so cluttered with who you are, with the family, with this, with that. Everything is under trial now. It seems like a total reset. But even in this situation, my ego is trying to rule my life. As long as the ego is there, it will try to rule. Don't take it seriously. Just laugh at it. It's you again now. But I'm not interested. Oh, don't expect that it will suddenly go and go on forever. Just make more and more a fool out of it. Oh, you haven't given up yet? Okay, you come here. Okay, try. I'm not interested. This is the test, you say. Everything is under trial now. It seems like a total reset. And in that total reset time, it's very important to be steady. Because otherwise, suddenly it's reset into the old again. Which is much easier. Because the old is known. You don't need any awareness to go back to the old. You know how to function. And everybody comes to that point, oh, it would be much easier if I drop all this. Meditation, spirituality, master, growth. What is this all about? I'm just going more crazy. I have more problems now. But this is just existence testing you to see. The mind is trying, don't go there, because then I will disappear. It's the death of the ego to go that path. So no ego wants to go, so it will put up a big fight. Come back, my dear, to where it's safe and dead and boring. But even in this situation, my ego is trying to rule my life. It is clinging to me like this symbiotic thing in some Spider-Man movie. I'm very, very ready to die again for it to go. Kill me again, Master, with your pearls of gold, your love. Yeah, isn't that a nice way? It can be easier. And not only that, but these pearls of gold, of love, that makes you also conscious, you see the situation. And when you see your situation, then everything can change. That's what I mean, you have to integrate the whole thing. You can't fight against yourself. You have to feel it in your heart, in your soul, and the mind has also to understand this is the process. Then you walk very happily, then you know this is supposed to happen. I'm very happy about it. Yes, the ego will come up, the problems will come up, but so what? You know the channel to my true being has been opened. It seems to be opening more and more, and I'm longing for it to disappear completely, so that only the now in love remains. But this is beautiful. When all the different longings has gone into one longing, then it's very good. And when that longing is the real longing. Otherwise, people are so diluted, so weak, because you have so many desires, so many longings. But they are not real, so you just lose your energy. But as awareness starts coming back, your heart starts waking up, then all the longings comes into one longing then. Then for the first time you start getting presence again. Then you will be surprised, then you will be more and more beautiful. Even you will be surprised what is happening. Because it's bigger than you. One of the beautiful nows I have been lived these last days was after the story with Mahapala's eagle. It's not Mahapala's eagle, it was just a reminder that maybe he had the courage to follow the eagle. Huh? Mahapala is all my old yogi, he's meditating very good. You must be with the eagles, Mahapala. Hello, very good. Very good. Fly with the eagle. The eagle always been powerful symbol, no? Especially for the red Indian, because it's flying very high. And when you fly high, then you have good overview then, no? And he doesn't care, because he's the king. Just once in a while, he feels a little hunger, and then poof, he just takes in the wings. Boom. And then relax. Only effort when you need it. Huh? You can look anywhere in existence. Nobody do more effort than they need. You should learn from anything you look with awareness. You see, people don't do anything more than what they need to do. Only human beings running around. It brought to my memory a story I was telling my children every evening when they were small and innocent. Ah, in the good old days. Vibhuti, when they were small and innocent. Huh? What do you say, Prem? In the good old days, when they were small and innocent. But this is a story of life. People have to lose their innocence, get lost, then they want to find it again. Otherwise, they can't appreciate it. You can't appreciate anything if you don't know what you have. So it seems like it's part of the program to lose it. The only sad thing that nobody is teaching how to find it again. So people lose it and they stay lost. And then they look in all strange places and they never get satisfied. When they were small and innocent, the story was always invented in the now. And it was about a sea eagle and a mini monkey sitting on the eagle's neck. That sounds great. They were riding the winds across the world in a big adventure. Their discoveries were great fun for both the kids and me. The beauty of this now, recently, is the relief of letting go all sad longings and finding I could fully enjoy and relive the beauty of what is in its memory. On a deeper level, it remakes my relation to my children, free of the ego's wishful longing for what does not exist anymore, as if I'm letting them go, without losing them. Even better, it feels like a surrender to the clean love that I have for them. It is wonderful. That is a sign of true love. It's wonderful. Huh? If it's anything else, then it's not wonderful then. Huh? Wonderful it is. Then you can see. And only when you have those wonderful eyes, then you can see how much things we say in the name of love, no? I also would like to share that dynamic is making me go deeper into something. I have done a lot of dynamics since I met you, also alone. But there too the mind tends to take control and turns the good things in the heart, wishes, into a doing. I realize that all activities in life can fall into this doing pit, also around you. My dear Master, awareness is the filter that can help me see these pits, as well as all other pits, of course. Yes, awareness is the key. But it's much, much more difficult to fall into the pit around me. Even if the habits come up, the awareness can see it. And when you do things in the climate of awareness, then it takes a totally different flavor. Otherwise, people can do and do. Many people, they've been doing and doing and doing, and then they get more involved here. And they still do, but they don't get tired. Because it's something bigger, it's not just for themselves. It's a bigger picture, it's a bigger vision. And that's what everybody is longing for, to be part of the whole again. And when you start working for the whole, then something else takes over. Then you can practicing just being a channel. Thanks to the crew for pushing dynamic, squeezing the ego out of me for a while at least. We have to squeeze and squeeze till the tube is empty. You know the tubes, no? The mayonnaise. You get the last squeeze out. Then one day it's finished. You can't squeeze anymore. It's like, and it looks very bad. So you're even a little bit embarrassed to have it in the fridge, no? If there's any guest coming, it's like, oh my God, do you have saving these kind of tubes? That's how you feel. There's nothing to save. Just throw it. It's empty. You will try and try to squeeze. There's no more left. That is a day of a great celebration. And it's very important to remember that to do it alone, like if you do dynamic alone or trying to do meditation alone, is very difficult because you are alone with your mind. That's why I remind you again and again, use the opportunity when you are here. Much more can happen in a week here than it can do for a year alone. Not to mention about satsang. Well, every satsang is like a year. For some people, a lifetime. It all depends. And that is also very important, that you unload this mind when you are here, because it happens much more than you know. So if anything comes that you don't want, you should empty it. So it leaves you. And that's exactly what this meditation and dynamic is for. Otherwise, you can understand things, but it sits in the memory of your body, of your emotions, of your feelings. So I'm all for that you get integrated as a whole human being on all the different dimensions of your being. And you have to, normally you have to start with the body, because people are so identified with the body. And when you sit in satsang, the first thing that will start really changing is the physical body. It will start relaxing. And that is the first sign that now you can start relax. Then you take that relaxation, that let go deeper and deeper into your mind, into your emotions, into your heart, into your awareness. If you are protected, then it only goes a little bit in. Then it goes only to the physical. Sometimes you understand. If it goes all the way, if you're open, then it goes to the center. And then if it goes to the center, to your heart, to your soul, then it becomes very easy, because then the trust, the understanding has started putting roots in your center. Then there is no resistance out. because it's coming from the Santa. If it's the other way, that is only a little bit understanding in the mind and the body starts relaxing, then there's still a lot of resistance in your mental body, in your emotional body, in your heart, in your understanding. You're still on guard. So it all depends how open you are. If the seed goes straight in where it's supposed to be, then it starts from there. Then there is no resistance out. You're totally available. Then there is no resistance, even if it's difficult for you. And many people have like that when they come. Oh, I get so dizzy when I breathe. Oh, I can't move. I'm out of shape. Oh, I think I'm gonna faint. Oh, I get nausea. Good. Faint, throw up, get it out. No problem. This is all things that wants to get out. So you have to remember that this pushing is very needed at one stage. Because the pushing is a cleaning. You can see the pushing as a cleansing. And it's very difficult to push yourself. Who wants to push themselves? But after the understanding, then you can start pushing yourself. And even easier if it's people around, which is how it is here. Then you just join the group. You join already that soup that is happening. Then it's much easier to go. Then you have a lot of support. You're going with the wave. If there is understanding, it's totally effortless. You're just following the wave. At least for these weeks we are here, whatever is happening, if you feel it can help you, do it. Thanks for the crew for pushing and squeezing the ego out of me for a while at least. Yes, I have told you that they have to. Because everybody has much more energy than you think you have. And you have to free this, you have to see that how much energy you have, that nothing can hold you back. What is that? Just to breathe and jump a bit. Nothing. And the good thing is, when you can go crazy consciously, you will never go crazy. Otherwise, people explode. Just one word and people get angry. People beating up their wives, their girlfriends. People raping, people killing. Why? Because so much anger, so much frustration. Suddenly it can explode. If you have unburdened this consciously, there's no way. Because it's not burdened. You have let it all out. All this mad. That's why I say it's very important to go banana. When you know you can go. When you know you are a banana, no problem. Then next step, become a meditative banana. Squeezing the ego out of me for a while. May this while become the everlasting now. With my love beyond words. Yours, Sujan, forever. When you are receptive, then many things can happen very easily. To be with the master means that you are receptive. That's what surrender means. Surrender what? Surrender your ego. You cannot surrender your true self. How can you surrender that which is always there? You can only surrender that which is not there. And that's what you're afraid of surrender. And that is what's giving you all the headache. And if that is not clear, then all satsang, all being with the master is totally a waste of time. You can sit there forever and nothing will happen. Because you don't even listen. You're listening so much to yourself, you can't even listen to the one who wants to free you. This is the strange thing. And of course, in the beginning, nobody knows what they're coming to because it's new. But most of the people here, you have been here now. So just be clear, this is the situation. I want to remind you now, when we are in silence, that you direct your energy, your attention to yourself, becoming more aware of how you sit, how you walk, how you eat, how you think, how you feel. Just bring more and more awareness into every part of your life. Use the opportunity when you have the time for it. That is why you are here. Don't just let the unconscious, the mind, take over. Bring awareness into everything, whenever you remember. And practice sitting good when you sit. With your body relaxed, your spine erect, so the energy can move freely. It is a big sign for thousands of, tens of thousands of years of the meditators and the yogis. So when you sit, and sit as much as you want, any time of the day or the night, just do it consciously, so you're giving the message to your mind, to your body, to just stop, to rest, to be at ease, And when you sit in a relaxed way, when your spine and your head is upright, the energy can move much more freely. So you are alert. And that point you will find from the inside. It doesn't matter how you sit, as long as you sit comfortable and your back is straight. And just play with it from the inside. In that way, you're giving the message that it's okay to just stop. Not only okay, but that is what you want. You are welcoming it. And when you welcome something, it's much easier. So it's important that your mind, your feelings, your body, everything is included. So not one part wants this and another part wants that. Be integrated, fall in tune, bring yourself together, be centered, and then relax in that centering. And also when you go to bed at night, lay as comfortable as you can. Put the hand on your heart or your belly and just tune into the breath of the body and consciously allow everything to relax. So you're emptying yourself before you go into sleep. In that way you can use also the sleep as a meditation. You're emptying yourself of the day. Normally, you just take all the thoughts, all the things that has happened with you into sleep. No, play with just emptying out. Take some minutes where you consciously just let go and relax your physical body, your breathing, and fall asleep in that space. Then you will have a very nourishing and good sleep. Then when your thoughts are not so much there, then other things can come in. Just give space. There is a trust, there is a love that is part of you. It has nothing to do with your mind or your ego. It's like a child, he have trust, he have love to the mama, to the papa. It's born into him. And the mama and the papa, they love the child, no matter what, because they are part. But it is a deeper part also, that goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than the mama and papa. That is the spiritual relationship. That is the master and disciple. That there is a trust inborn in you. And that again gets woken up being with the Beloved. That we are part, that we are not separated. That's why it goes deeper than the families. It goes deeper than the religion. It goes deeper than the country. It goes deeper than the race. It goes deeper than anything. And those who feel that are the lucky ones, are the blessed ones. Aum Shanti. The ego, the mind is so stubborn. Be aware. Let it go. If you are thirsty, open the mouth, no? How can you drink if the mouth is closed? Eat me, drink me, he said, no?